for listening to the Positive Impact Podcast. My name is Aiden. I'm a public speaker, a business consultant, a corporate trainer, and a professional improviser.
And I'm Marjorie. I'm a fat person.
We've been friends for 14 years.
This podcast is an experiment where we talk about me trying every diet program under the sun and the moon and who knows where else.
Positive Impact Podcast is proudly sponsored by The Art of Change, Skills for Life. At The Art of Change, we believe in the power of the individual to create positive change at work, at home, and in the world through training, keynotes, books, audio programs, and more. Because change is inevitable, but progress is not. Visit us at www.artofchange.com to learn the difference you can make. You're listening to Positive Impact. This is Aiden. In this episode, Marjorie shares just 4 days into her first week challenge of not eating sugar that she's received bad news. And worse than that, it's affected her plans. This may be a familiar story to some of you. Someone you love or care about, a pet you're concerned about, work stress, affects your plans to be disciplined, and it can really feel like everything is lost. But is it?
What's going on?
Okay. So, you know how my bestest friend, Ladybug, has cancer?
Yeah.
And today, because she started chemo last week, today was her first checkup to see about her white blood cell count. And she's been doing so good that I thought that it was going to be good news. And it's very low. And she needs to be segregated from other dogs. So no doggy day camp.
For a whole week, no. Oh, no.
Is pretty... I mean, it's inconvenient for me, but it's just like, you know, it was more than that. It was more crap. What do I do now? It was more like, you know, because I mean, you know how I don't let her stay home by herself because of her separation anxiety. And so anyway, I don't know. It was just this panic attack, like right off. And I was actually at the lab getting blood work when I got the call about this. So that was a special treat. Anyway, she's on antibiotics, like, you know, preventatively.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got really upset. And so I... called into work because, you know, it was going to take me more than a couple of minutes to kind of rally the troops to see if I could get coverage for her other than being around other dogs in a boarding situation. And so then I'm having to, you know, call my boss, and I'm bawling when I'm on the phone with him, and he's super nice and understanding, but it's still, you know, embarrassing, not presenting my best foot forward kind of thing. And anyway, and so, and I hadn't eaten that day because I was supposed to be fasting this morning for the lab work, for my blood work, and I'm starving at that point, you know, because mm-hmm. then that's how I deal with anxiety too. And so I'm just trying to deal with this, and I'm hungry, and then I'm picking her up, and I can't stop crying at stupid vet's office. And I mean, and there's people with animals in there, like in the waiting room, that are way worse off than she is right now. And
yeah.
And so I feel like an idiot because, you know, because I'm crying, but it's just like, I don't know. It's like it hit me that, like, I knew theoretically she was dying, but it's like it was I don't know, like, that's when it hit me, because everything's been going so well. It's just like she's been doing unusually well with everything.
Yeah, you know, our fur babies are so special to us, and I think most normal human beings will understand why this is upsetting.
And I knew, like I say, I mean, I knew with the type of cancer she had, the odds aren't great. But she's just, I don't know, since the chemo, it's like I had my dog back. I just knew it was going to be good news. And of course, then I'm talking to the receptionist, and she's like, yeah, it happens. Like, you know, white cell counts go down and they go up. It ebbs and flows. And she's like, you just have to enjoy the time you have with them. And I'm thinking, I know that. And it's, you know, and she's trying to help, but, and I'm just, like, trying to stop crying because it's getting embarrassing at that point. And so then they bring her out, and I'm talking to the tech about everything, and lady is, like, screaming at me. She's just like, let's go right now. There's the door. Come on. Do you know what they did to me? They stuck a needle in me. And it was like she was both tattling and pleading with me to get the hell out of there. And these are the kindest people. And but it's so hard, you know, to explain to a dog what you're doing. And
right. They don't understand. At least as far as we know, they don't, because I don't know about you. I speak minimal amounts of dog.
I do speak minimal amounts of dog, although my dog is really good at communicating. so I feel like thought bubbles are on top of her head all often. But and I know people think I'm weird when I say that, you know,
well,
I
talk
to my dog about something.
So, well, so Marjorie, did you get lunch to eat?
Yeah, so a whirlwind later, I ate a whole box of 25 tiny tacos from Jack in the Box, and then I picked up my candy shipment from the office, and then I ate, like, two entire small cubes of candy.
And there's, like,
and that's
25 pieces
realized,
in each cube?
Oh, no. I don't know how many pieces are in each cube, but there's 3 servings in each cube.
Okay, so you had 25 tacos and 6 servings of candy.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I woke up, like, out of my stupor. Like, what did I just do?
What did Ladybug do while you were doing all of that? Did she watch?
Well, she didn't really care about the candy. She's more interested in the tacos.
like a real dog.
Yeah, she helped. I mean, she was like, where's my taco? How about 24 for you and 1 for me? You know?
Yeah.
Other than that, no, I mean, yeah, she watched and got closer and closer. Yeah.
It's a real tough day.
So, anyway, and I mean, I know that, like, this is, I guess, what I wanted people to see is, you know, their setbacks and stuff. But man, it sucks when you're in the setback.
Yeah, and setbacks happen immediately. Like, it's not like, so you had a couple of days. And how was it going up until this moment?
Well, I hadn't eaten sugar until that moment. My whole plan was not even to pick up my shipment of candy from the office. Mm-hmm. And it was to just leave it until the weekend and give it away or something. And yeah. Like I say, I mean, it was just like, I don't know. I know it was intentional. I had some level of thought in the middle of this, you know, like, this is wrong and I'm not going to do this. And then I was going to do it. And then I did it. And then, I don't know. It was like, once I got started on the candy, then it was hard to stop and it wasn't even enjoyable, you know?
Right. At some point, the brain just is like, well, I'm doing this. Well, since I'm doing it, I'm just going to really do it, which is interesting. Like, there's that thing where
you know, it would be cool if on taco number 5, for example, your brain was like, okay, that actually was great. I'm done now. But instead, it's like, well, I might as well just drown my sorrows. It's just kind of fascinating that the brain does that.
At least they were tiny tacos.
Yeah. Something tells me that they're not tiny enough.
No, they're not minuscule tacos.
Like, they're not like...
They're not
like
imaginary tacos.
Like, have you seen that YouTube? There's several, I think, now YouTube channels that where they show little tiny, like, micro cooking shows where they're yes. little tiny. There's the one where they feed, like, a guinea pig or a hamster or something with these tiny little dishes.
Yes. No, it wasn't that small.
Okay. So, I mean, so it is what it is. So, what comes next?
I don't know. I have to tell you that there was like 2 minutes of, you know, I'm a fraud and this is stupid and I need to throw in the towel.
And I'm really glad you called.
And so I called you.
I'm glad.
I talked to my friend that used to train me and I was kind of nervous about talking to her. And, she was super nice and supportive and, you know, was really great. And I think that kind of helped me snap out of stuffing my face with gummy bears. And
nice, you know. Right? So you had 6. So you had 6 servings of candy. How many were in the box? Probably 20. So you did actually stop.
Well, no, these are the fancy candies. So they're little cubes. And I had 2 entire cubes.
How many cubes are left in the box?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Nice.
Okay. And so there's also chocolate covered gummies that I didn't eat and a bar of pretzel in chocolate that I didn't eat. So there's a lot left.
Well, okay, so this is one of these moments where you can choose where you focus, right? Like, you could go, all right, here's what I did, and it's awful. Or you could be like, here's what I didn't do, and that's a small win. And, like, maybe next time there's a backslide, it's a slightly less intense backslide. And that's, I just feel like noticing that there's still candy left in the box is important.
Ironically, one of the small cubes that I finished was skinny margarita flavored gummies.
Huh.
Well, yeah.
There's a strange logic there, I guess. Did you actually, like, do you remember what you were thinking? Like, were you like, well, I'm definitely doing this, but I'm going to go for the thing that sounds thin. That happened?
No, because the other one was pina colada margarita gummies. And so I thought, well, you know, I mean, and they're just flavored. They're not like they have alcohol in them or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was like, you know, it was like, I'm going to drown my sorrows in gummies.
Pull me up another set of gummies, bartender.
That's right.
Sad.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry that this day has been this way. I'm not, look, it is what it is about your choices with food, and that's going to be a continual journey, but I'm really sad to hear about Ladybug. That's just, this is going to be hard.
Yeah, because, you know, life. Yeah, I know, and I'm getting all weepy again, but, yeah. I know it is what it is. We start dying the minute we're born, but, you know, so there's a positive thought.
It's the positive impact of the
That's
day.
That's right.
We die the moment we are born. It just takes a while.
And my mama used to tell me, ain't nobody getting out of this life alive. But
so far that seems to be true.
And, you know, I realize that dogs don't live forever, and her 11th birthday is tomorrow.
Well, she'll at least live that long.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, they acted like it wasn't as big of a deal as I was making it out to be. So I'm trying to take some comfort in that. So anyway.
Well, we'll hang in there. Hang in there. So, so what are you going to do? Are you going to be, are you going to be able to regroup?
Yeah, I'm coming out of my stupor now. I think I'm going to, I think I've gotten her just about taken care of, mm-hmm. you know, until she can go back to doggy day camp. And thank goodness. And I'm staying home the rest of today. And I think what I'm going to do is just make a meal for tomorrow and for lunch and concentrate on, you know, packing this up out of sight and bringing it with me to work tomorrow and pawning it off on people that'll eat anything. So
right on.
Not that this is bad candy. It's really good candy.
No, it's fancy candy.
It's fancy candy.
I've seen candy from this place. I managed to resist it, which was quite a feat, let me tell you. But I've heard reports from both my husband and my stepdaughter that candy's real good.
Yeah, no, it was very good. So, yeah. In fact, I thought of your husband as I was drowning my sorrows in piña colada bears, because I know yesterday was his birthday, and it was also National Piña Colada Day. So, you know, let's blame him, shall we? No, that was all me. But they were delicious. So
I'm glad you called, because I think that capturing this moment is going to be really important.
Yeah, because I know this is what I don't ever see from other people. Anyway.
But this is life. This is real. And as we mentioned in our first podcast, you are a real human being with real human being emotions. And I think that this is a moment where we're seeing that in action. So focusing on your bounce back is going to be more vital than any time ever, because that's what we're talking about. But you know, you're a human being, you did a human being thing. And I think it's good we caught the moment.
Yeah. So anyway.
You know, in my expert opinion as an improviser. It's always good to
yes, notice. And?
It's always good to notice everything in the moment. You know? Right. You know, in improv where it's like, it's about being really present, noticing everything in the moment, and everything as an offer. So, you know, an improv offers are like something you can take and do something with. And this choice is a thing that happened that you could do something with. Your choice about this choice, is it either beating yourself up about the choice or thinking about what comes next? And I suspect thinking about what comes next will be a better move.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do just that. I'm not gonna lie, I beat myself up for a good little while.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm gonna say that I'm done with that for today at least.
Well, okay. If it's any consolation, and it won't be, but I'm gonna say it anyway. It won't be. I already know it won't be. But here we go. Last night, when I was super tired and ready to go to bed, Eric was like, "You look like you're falling asleep." And I was like, "I am. I should go to bed. But instead, I'm going to go upstairs and get ice cream. And then I want to watch more TV." And he goes, "Is that your best choice?" And I went, "No, but it's the choice I want to make." And then he went, "Are you sure?" And I went, "Look, I know that tomorrow is my WW meeting, but I'm going to do it anyway." And I did. And then I went to my WW meeting this morning, and it's so, you know, And I regrouped and I've got a plan for the week and we'll see how it goes. So far, my plans have been shaky at best, but or my follow through has been shaky, but feeling like, all right, time to bounce back. I've got the tools. I've got the practice. I've been successful in the past and at least I'm still getting my exercise. So small wins, trying to focus on the bounce back. But so it's not the same. Once again, it's like a funhouse mirror version, but I also am a human being.
Yes, you are. It is the same. We're all the same.
We're all the same. We are all the same. And also we are all individual, delicate snowflake flower butterflies.
Yes. But
all right.
So I guess the experiment in I'm a person that doesn't eat sugar lasted 4 days.
Nice. Well, so if you were going to continue with this experiment.
Yes. What am I going to do next?
Well, I would say you could try seeing if you could make it last 5 days.
Or I could do the next thing, which is a different thing.
What are you going to do?
The next thing, which is a different thing, is going to be eating 3 meals per day. Because I typically only eat 2 meals per day. And things that I've read have said that that slows down your metabolism.
Yeah.
Although my metabolism is manufactured anyway.
Wait, when you say it's manufactured, you mean like by robots?
No, I mean that the metabolism comes from the thyroid and I had my thyroid removed. And so my thyroid hormone comes from a pill. And which is also a human thing I do. So the next baby step, I guess, is going to be taking this weekend and meal prepping and seeing if that helps me stave off the hungries and if it helps me process more.
Okay. 3 meals. So you're going to switch from 3 meals a day. What does that mean for sugar?
I mean, am I going to try not to eat sugar? Absolutely. But how do I want to say it? I'm not going to seek sugar out.
Okay, but you have a giant box of candy in front of you. So the giant box of candy
will be gone tomorrow.
Okay, but it's a top of mind for me because this is how my brain works. I get loophole-y pretty quick.
Yeah, no, I do too.
I just want to check in to see, are you switching to 3 meals a day so that you can justify having candy?
Eating sugar? No, I'm not doing that so I can justify eating sugar. No, absolutely not. But at the same time, I'm not only going to just try to make it several days without eating sugar. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
It just means that it's not going to be the forefront. It's not going to be the thing. But am I going to not eat sugar? Yes, I'm not going to eat sugar. But I'm also not going to go around chanting, I don't eat sugar.
So I have one question about how these previous 4 days went up until this moment. Okay. So that was what you were chanting was I don't eat sugar.
Well, yes, I'm someone who doesn't eat sugar.
And yeah. So, but like immediately you sent me a text that was like Tiff's Treats, which is a company that delivers warm cookies, was having like a golden ticket deal.
Yes. Who can resist a golden ticket?
Amazing. So like immediately there was temptation, like right off the bat. So, and then you texted me and you were like, come on. And I was like, just remember, you don't even know about this deal because you're a person who doesn't eat sugar, because that's how that works. Like, you don't know, like my family, I grew up in a vegetarian home. And when we would go out to restaurants, it was like there were whole parts of the menu we just didn't bother reading because we weren't going to order those things. So how was there a difference for you going, I'm trying not to eat sugar versus going, I don't eat sugar? for the 3 days that it was like particularly working?
I think I wanted it more, but I was really trying hard not to. I mean, how do I want to say it? I was concentrating on it. I mean, it was in the forefront of my mind. I think on some level, I noticed more opportunities for sugar, but on another level. So, yes, I was consciously I was consciously not eating sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Until the bomb dropped today. And
right.
The giant box of candy, like I say, it's getting out of the house, and it's not going to get out of the house via, you know, me eating it. Because that would be the loophole I would see.
You're like, well, I got to get this candy out of here.
That's right.
You know, some of the ladies who are members with me at WW, some of them have strategies like putting candy down the garbage disposal, which I've just never even considered. I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just saying, like, there are pretty extreme measures people will go to overcome their own loophole brains. Like, somebody will be like, oh, it was a gift, so I brought it into the house, but oops, I'm eating it, so into the disposal it goes. I just find that wild.
Yeah, that just seems like a waste of money to me. And this is pretty fancy candy. So I think what instead I'm going to do is package it up in a bag for work, and I won't touch it once it's like in a bag and it's away.
All right. And who knows, maybe putting your emphasis on getting 3 healthy meals a day, they take up your brain space in a way that'll make it easier to not think about sugar.
Yes. Yes.
And we'll find out next time we talk about it.
Yeah. So this weekend will be spent meal prepping.
Meal prepping.
Yes.
That's all right.
Next in the tiny steps, because at some point when I start doing actual programs, I'm going to have to meal prep. I know. So
yeah, that's true. So it's just practice.
Right.
We're testing some stuff out before we dive into any of the books that are like, step one, do this thing.
Yes.
Cool. Well, all right. Well, so good. So we've taken some time to evaluate where you're at. We got steps moving forward, and now I'm going to let you go and spend some time with Ladybug.
Thank you.
You bet. Good luck, Marjorie.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Okay. No, you're the best.
No, you're the best.
You're like, yes, okay, and you're the best. No.
Okay, I'm the best.
Okay.
No, okay.
We agree.
I'm kidding. You got this. It's all good.
Okay.